Nick Meyer has recently taken on the role of chair at the Mattermarket Theatre. As well as this, he and his wife have set up Creative Space, a social enterprise. With one new enterprise and one that is approaching its centenary, he envisages both activities generating a better sense of well-being and of community. Becky meets him to find out more.
Nick, thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview for Chat Around.
Pleasure.
I thought I'd start by asking a little bit about you. I believe you work for the BBC in radio and television.
Yeah, I had quite a career in the BBC. I think there were about 12, 13 years in total. Started out in local radio. I worked at BBC Three Counties Radio, where I did the breakfast show for a couple of years. And then I moved over to the East, did the regional programme, the sort of 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock show, which is one of the great highlights of my career, actually, in many ways, because Keith Skews followed me. So I got to talk a lot to Keith Skews and see his very, very famous personal record collection, the biggest in the world at 300,000. And, you know, he's a hugely interesting man.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
I'm not very knowledgeable about music, and he is...
Keith Skews.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So Keith Skews, he was one of the original Pirates. He was on the launch team on Radio 1, and he's a legend in sort of certainly local broadcasting, having been around on BBC regional radio for years and years and years. I'd thoroughly recommend it. I think he's still got a show on BBC Radio Norfolk on Sunday evenings. Definitely listen to him. He's really, really good. So yeah, I used to work there, and then I worked on programs like Inside Out. Used to do a lot of investigation work. I worked for Watchdog, Rogue Traders, and then I worked across a variety of programs on Radio 4, programs like You and Yours and Face the Facts and File on 4. So I did a lot of journalism, a lot of current affairs presentation work. And just generally speaking, it was a really, really great time to be around the BBC. And I had just so many great opportunities that I'm eternally grateful for.
So now you're here in Norwich running with your wife, Paula, Creative Space.
Yeah, we've got the Creative Space. It's just out the bottom of Grapes Hill in Norwich. We kind of set it up as a social enterprise, as a place where groups that primarily have a focus around arts and crafts put on workshops or indeed rehearse their theatre. We have a number of groups in there, Laughing Mirror, Mocco Theatre. We're currently rehearsing a Sewell Barn play in there. But things like floristry workshops, workshops for mothers and children, anything that's going to create a sense of community that improves well-being, that's really what Creative Space is all about. And I have an ambition that we have an ambition that Creative Space will become a hub for social prescribing, which is very, very important. A lot of doctors need alternatives to providing antidepressant medication, and social prescribing is proving to be more and more popular, but currently has no real remit within the NHS. When I say remit, it's just lacking structure to be able to allow social prescribing to take place on an ongoing and regular basis. So I'll give you an example. Music. There's a group called Music for Melodies, which runs in London, and they take women with postnatal depression and they put them into a 12-week singing course. That has been proven to reduce inflammation in the body, which is one of the primary causes of mental health issues, and has given them a sense of community and well-being, reduced the psychological symptoms of depression as well as the physical symptoms of depression. So this is the kind of thing that we want Creative Space to be doing in the future, to become a hub for social prescribing. So that's why we've set it up, and it's really in its infancy at the moment, but I'm really hoping that more and more groups will start using the space, and eventually we'll create a sustainable social enterprise.
So can somebody come to Creative Space with an idea that might set up for a group of people?
Absolutely. We have a group starting, which there's a young woman approached us about, and that's about creating a group where you have young mothers with children aged 4 to 8, and we have couple of rooms at Creative Space. So upstairs there will be drama and activities with the children, while downstairs, Paula Mir, who's my wife, will be running well-being sessions with the mothers and helping with parenting skills. So again, that's exactly the sort of function that we want creative space to be, and it sits very nicely with Paula's well-being clinic that lives in creative space as well. So we're looking to cross over well-being therapy and creative arts, and so anybody that has got ideas or wants to run regular sessions, yeah, get in contact with us.
On top of all this, which must make you a very busy person anyway, you have very recently taken on the role of chair of the trustees for the Madam Market Theatre.
I have. Certainly been in busy months.
Yes, I bet it has. So what are your ambitions in this role that you've taken on?
It's very humbling in lots of ways to take on the role of the chair of a board that is responsible for carrying the flame of Nugent Monk, really, to create sustainable theatre for the next 100 years. The history of the Madam Market and the story of the Madam Market is quite incredible. And I think one of my big focuses, because I'm a storyteller at heart, everything I've ever done in my career has been about storytelling. And I think if there's one thing that the Madam Market has to do better, it's to tell the story of where it came from. And for people that don't know the Madam Market, it was set up by Nugent Monk just over, around about 100 years ago, because we celebrate our centenary in 2021. And Nugent Monk who set up the Norwich Players, used to perform plays in his front room, in his house. Remarkable. And actually, very in step with a lot of the practitioners of that time that were really at the forefront of innovation in theatre. Your likes of Edward Gordon Craig, Adolf Appia, Wagner, and the things that they were doing with Wagner, Stanislavski, and what he was doing in Russia. And then you had Nugent Monk here in Norfolk, who's putting on Japanese No Theatre in 1922 in Norfolk, which for me it's remarkable. And a lot, if you look back at some of the early programming that went on, we look back now and look, yeah, Ibsen, classics. But this was unheard of, putting on contemporary European theatre that nobody else was doing. Nugent Monk's was a story of innovation and creativity, and always been at the forefront of what's next. And I think if I have one message that I'd want to send out to everybody that's in Norwich, you know, is come to the Madam Market, come to Norwich's community theatre, because we are going back to the roots, back to the spirit of creativity and innovation that was brought about by Nugent Monk 100 years ago. And this is the place to try stuff out and to get involved with what is a unique and evolving theatre in Norwich. I think it's very easy for people in any organisation, in any walk of life, to look back. And I think that's a very easy mistake to make. We look back at what was. We look back at how things used to be. And Nugent Monk was never about looking back. Never. He was always about looking forward. Looking forward to the next thing. You know, we look at the theatre here, and it's a beautiful theatre. It absolutely is. And I wonder if Nugent Monk was alive today, whether or not this theatre would look as it does, whether or not he would have ripped the seats out, whether he would have put the stage in the middle, whether or not he probably would have ripped the building down, found the money somehow to completely change it round. Now, we have an iconic Grade 2 listed building here, so I don't think anybody's about to rip anything down. But you get what I'm saying. It's the spirit of Nugent Monk is about embracing creativity and embracing innovation.
And the future.
And the future. Nugent Monk was all about the future. And so I think that is very important, that with the Madam Market, what we do is we create a sustainable theatre that is going to see us, obviously, into the centenary, but then the centenary year in 2021 becomes all about the next 100 years and creating a sustainable future.
Sooner than that, we have the 2020 season.
We do. And it is, and I would say this, wouldn't I, but I think it's one of the most exciting programmes of theatre that I've seen. I mean, if, so we have the Norwich Players, who for many years have produced a regular programme of theatre, between 10 and 12 performances every year, year in, year out. You know, the hallmark of the Madam Market is, has always been a quality of production in a beautiful theatre. And I think for 2020, which is acting as a precursor for 2021, the season is just fantastic. We have all sorts of different styles of theatre. We've got some exciting directors coming in to do it. We've got things like Wuthering Heights, which rarely gets performed. But one thing that excites me about Wuthering Heights is it makes the theatre accessible for teenagers, because Wuthering Heights is, I believe, one of the set texts on the GCSE and the A-level syllabus. And it's going to enable students studying the text to come in and see a live performance. And again, the Madam Market really has to be about the community, serving our entire community and encouraging new people to come into the theatre. And programming like this does just that. So you have, on the one scale, you've got Wuthering Heights, and then we're going to be doing Shakespeare in the parks of Norwich in the summer. We're doing Comedy of Errors. And the season's going to be capped off with a real coup, Winnie the Pooh. Fantastic. You know, we're so, so delighted to be able to secure the rights to Winnie the Pooh. And the director of productions, Jess Pike, has got some real, really interesting plans for that play. So, yeah, I'm not going to go through the whole season. I'd encourage you to grab a brochure when they come out in the next month or so.
And the theatre really wouldn't survive without volunteers, front of house, backstage.
No. It's always been, in many ways, and any organisation that relies on volunteers, it is its strength, but it is also its weakness. Because you have to, you become reliant on a certain set of individuals to continually step up and continually step forward and continually provide important services to the theatre for free. Volunteering is all about giving yourself, which creates a great sense of well-being. You know, people always say to me, you know, volunteers are so important because they give so much. Well, they do get back. Volunteering is a two-way street. It really is. Because I firmly believe that the volunteer community, certainly in this theatre and in any other charitable organisation that requires volunteers to run it, it is all about the community that is brought about. And we have people in this theatre for whom it's been a lifesaver. Quite literally, a lifesaver. You know, the people who have been lost and isolated, they can come and they volunteer here and it transforms their lives. So that's a strength. The weakness is you need new volunteers all the time. And to create a sustainable business, which is our challenge here at the Madam Market, we have to have lots and lots of the building run by volunteers. And traditionally, this has been carried out by the group that originally ran this, which was set up by Nugent Monk, the Norwich Players. And when you look down the years at the Norwich Players, there are people that came into the Norwich Players very young. You know, they were sort of 16, 17, 18, 19. And those 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds have now turned into 60, 70 and 80-year-olds. And they're the core of the Norwich Players. And they still come down and they volunteer where they can. And without them, the theatre would never have existed in the first place and would have gone under many, many years ago. But the challenge now is very specific because we're in a changing culture, we're in a changing world. And we have to adapt our models of operation to be able to welcome in new volunteers, which is what we're doing, because the theatre is not going to be sustained by just the volunteering of the core of the Norwich Players, simply because that group is a changing and shifting demographic. And the challenge is, how do we get newer volunteers that perhaps aren't affiliated in any way to the Norwich Players, but they're motivated by wanting to volunteer in a community theatre. And that is the challenge. However, we have plans. And we are opening up and a lot of new volunteering opportunities. Wherever you are in Norfolk, whatever it is you're doing, whatever your age, whatever your background, we want to hear from you, because we've got opportunities for volunteering in front of house, serving behind the bar, serving coffee at our shows, backstage. It's a great CV builder as well for younger people. But for people of an older generation, it's a great place to come and meet people and meet new friends. So all I would say is, look, just get in contact if you are interested in joining a vibrant and happy community. You don't even actually have to have an interest in theatre to come and enjoy volunteering at the Madden Market Theatre. It helps, but you really genuinely don't. And I know that some of the volunteers actually genuinely don't, they're not too bothered about the plays on the stage. They just come for the sense of community and camaraderie of working around the theatre.
And also we have a strong educational arm. If you're interested in learning a skill that can be used as a volunteer, lighting, sound, backstage, how to be a deputy stage manager.
I think
and people who can sew can help in the wardrobe.
Absolutely. So there's so much. There's so many elements that go into the making of theatre that provide the opportunity to learn new skills. And I know that we've had a couple of our younger people who've been deputy stage managers and been responsible for running shows. One of our springs into mind immediately, who's a 16, 17-year-old, and he was incredible, incredibly talented guy. But he must have stage managed around about 50 shows at the Madden Market. A lot of theatre he'd done at a very, very young age. Well, he's gone off now to do a theatre stage management degree, and he's going to work in professional theatre. And I think one of the opportunities that we have in Norwich that sets us apart from any other theatre, maybe aside from the puppet theatre, is that we are a producing house, and there are so many opportunities to learn the craft of theatre in all areas of the theatre, which then acts as a springboard for going and working in professional theatre, because it's all about experience. Theatre is all about experience, whether or not you want to act, whether or not you want to work front of house, whether or not you want to work backstage. It's all about having experience in the different areas of theatre, which then will allow you to go and work in professional theatre if that's what you want to do.
So all in all, there are some strong links between Creative Space and the Madden Market. You both care about people's well-being, supporting people who are isolated, providing a space where they can participate in creative work. I think they're very symbiotic.
Yeah, I mean, my passion, and my wife's passion as well, Paula, she runs the wellbeing clinic down at Creative Space, and she runs a clinic in London as well. We both recognise the importance of community to drive well-being, and when you've got happy people in a society, that society functions far better. When you have isolation, when you have unhappiness, society doesn't function so well. And I think one of the things that we have an opportunity in the Madden Market and Creative Space, eventually, because it's still very young, it's a very embryonic stage, but one of the things that we have an opportunity to do is be the driver of real change in society and in the community in which we operate. And I think it's easy to forget that. Theatre, for me, is a byproduct. I'm passionate about theatre. I love theatre. I've always been involved in the theatre. I trained as an actor. I've been through all those stages, and I worked in professional theatre. Right? But for me, it might sound crazy, but to me, what goes on the stage is sort of secondary to the outcome of what happens when we put theatre on stage, when we make theatre. And the real value that we have in the Madden Market is it is Norwich's community theatre. And I think the sustainability of this building depends on us embracing that in everything that that means for the future.
Nick, it's been fascinating.
Yes. Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been a pleasure.
Becky was speaking to Nick Mayer. For more information about Creative Space, visit creativespacenorwich.com. And for more about the Madden Market, visit www.maddenmarket.co.uk/get involved.